Blog Talk Radio.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop.
Well, I want to welcome everybody onto the show tonight. Seems like David's still MIA, so I'm going to try to pull it in right quick if I can. Try to master this phone system. Give him a call real quick.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 432-244-9422 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey.
Hey.
I can't get the computer part to work.
Okay. You just log into the program through the computer.
I did.
Let me see if I can get Terry on here. Hold on a second.
All right.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Terry.
You're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what y'all doing?
I'll see if we can start out tonight.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Everything. The election, the Russian conspiracy coming out, finding out that Hillary notified Obama of what was going on. He didn't try to put the brakes on or nothing. The whole thing was to go after Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, and still, no arrests have been made.
But they call it a political move. Because he declassified it to the truth cell. You know, everything is political.
Well, isn't it?
It's a big mess is what it is.
I think we need to deal out some serious ass whippings to these people and teach them that they're not going to get away with shit. Maybe we'll send old Jason Latta up to Washington to deal out some attitude adjustments. Y'all know who that is, right? That's your boy who got arrested. He's there in Benton for punching out a Biden supporter who was playing derogatory rap music about Trump. He gave him the opportunity to turn it off. He didn't do it, so he shut him down himself.
Well, who else on the line here?
It's the three of us so far, but I put out an alert for everybody, so I don't know if other people are going to join us or not.
Yeah.
Try to get out of these two. Hold on a minute. Shucks. I don't know which phone that I got it on. Got all these damn phones, and I don't know which one. I told him about it either today or yesterday. So what's happening down there in County Commissionerville with Mr. Adam?
That I don't know.
Well, I kind of figured that he'd be closer and closer to that commissioner's seat.
Closer and closer to what?
The commissioner's seat.
Yeah, the judge has been going over, calling everybody up and trying to get somebody to, you know, do a write-in, you know, trying to defeat him before he ever gets into office.
You're kidding me.
No.
Why wouldn't they want Adam to be a commissioner?
He got crossways with him about the wall, building the wall.
You mean the wall on the border?
Yeah.
Well, he's probably one of those appeasers like Pelosi, you know, throw everybody under the bus for their own benefit.
Yeah. Well, he's
drinking me some Hawaiian coffee.
He's a Mexican left winger that got to be a judge, and I guess it went to his head.
Yeah, first he got
That's
to be
it.
A lawyer.
Huh?
First he got
Not
to be a lawyer.
No, he never got to be a lawyer.
Oh, you're kidding me. Jeez.
No, county judges don't have to be lawyers. It's a political position, not a lawyer one. Justices
huh.
of the peace and county attorneys, county judges don't have to be attorneys. They don't have to agree or anything.
I did not know that.
Yeah, when they're they're arguing stuff for you, you realize they don't know anything.
Now
they're
you do.
But you still got to play.
So, Mr. Shannon, what time does the debate start tonight? In 1 hour or 2 hours?
It starts at 8 o'clock.
I think it starts tonight.
Huh?
Is it 9 o'clock?
It don't start tonight, does it?
Yeah, the VP debate.
Don't be racist.
Oh, she'll eat up old Pence.
I don't know.
Pence, Casper Milk Toast.
I think Pence is going to really piss her off when he starts to pray for her. He's going to try that Kavanaugh bull when she starts talking to him. And he's going to be real calm and intimidated. She's the ultimate loser. She's going to be thankful she never came up on me, trying to talk to me in Congress like she talks to other people. I'd put the bitch in her place. I'm sure they would hold me in contempt, but I'd still that my response would echo the halls of Congress. So that's what she deserves.
The name of this show is Ask Dave and Shannon, right?
Yep.
I'm still having trouble. And if I'm having trouble, other people may be having trouble also.
Well, not all of us are computer challenged. He's computer challenged. He's had a week to get the website figured out and couldn't find it the last minute. Did you even log into Blog Talk?
Well, it gave me the little spinning circle for a couple of minutes, and then I logged into the website, or it automatically did it, you know. And
yeah.
But I'm not in the show. I can't find the show anywhere.
You need to look at current episodes, and it's there. I promise you, Kev.
So there's just
when I search for the show, it just sits there.
Do what, Kev?
It's just you, me, and Dave.
Yeah.
Right now. Dave, you just need to consider this your last resort.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I kill my heart.
That's self-explanatory.
That's some of Terry's music there.
There it is. No, this is Terry's
music. Definitely Dave's.
There you go. That's Terry's song right there.
That's better.
How's your girlfriend with her identity crisis doing, Terry?
Yeah, she's over here today, her and her lover.
Did they give you any LGBTQ advice?
No. Now, they ain't gonna give me no advice. They know better than that.
Why?
They might go straight if I verbalize them. They'll be on their knees begging for forgiveness.
We all will be.
Fuck.
Doing any better, old man?
A little bit better. I think the steroids are kicking in, you know.
Yeah, and my foot's swollen.
Well, you been out stomping chickens or what?
Too old for this shit.
Yeah, been out stomping chickens.
Helping your neighbor? Going to the local chicken stomp.
Yeah.
No, ain't nothing going on over here at my place. Everything's going on in town. Yeah, they came out and moved a bunch of lumber around so that Adam can lay up the last wall. I've convinced him to do it in smaller pieces. So he could raise it up himself without a bunch of hullabaloo. And then we'll be ready to cover it with OSB and then styrene and all that bullshit. Put in the windows and doors. Hopefully we'll have that done by before the shit hits the fan.
We don't have long now, do we?
I don't think the shit's going to hit the fan. It's just
going to
slowly
Well, we'll know for sure within 30 days.
Well, and
yeah, it's just going to slowly rise.
They're so worried about that.
It's kind of like quicksand, you know? Except you don't fall into it. It just keeps coming up. Until one day, you're absorbed.
No.
Oh, shit.
One of those days, I went all out and bought some pizza tonight.
Shame on you.
That's good for the arteries.
Yep. I'm having 3.5 pieces, or 2.5 pieces.
That's the way to get on the waiting list.
I get some wings. I didn't get to have any days, though.
I think they still sell large. You might be able to get some of that and kind of hasten things.
Yeah, that reminds me of that Cousin Vinny.
Yeah. Get you a big old teaspoon of that stuff and take it just before you go to bed. Be all gummed up.
Yeah, that's been their goal throughout the years is kind of gum me up.
Yeah, old Dave has been taking a home correspondence on how to win friends and influence people so that he can, you know, coordinate with his neighbor about agricultural endeavors.
Yeah, that's called a home crash course.
Yeah, you got to make sure you tell him how the chicken shit improves the soil and their scratching around kind of aerates the soil.
I brought that up to him more than once, and I think he put more prudence on his worms that he's put out.
Oh. Well, them damn worms.
And I must say,
the chickens wouldn't be trying to get them.
I must say that if you grab a handful of soil in his flower beds, it's full of critters, insects and worms.
So, no wonder the chickens want to go over there.
Yeah, no
you're
kidding.
Feeling that. You're feeding them that old stale chicken scratch, and there's fresh worms and insects on the other side. If I was a chicken, I'd be getting over there too. You tell him he needs to quit luring your chickens over there with them bugs and worms.
Yeah,
he's got it
just
all
better
wrong.
To go over there with a bottle of Roundup and end it all for good.
Get you some Roundup and put it in a squirt bottle.
I already got it.
A squirt gun just squirted across the fence.
Yep.
Yeah, he'll know you did it.
Yep.
That's why you begin to figure out that you're probably a devious bastard and that he needs to make up with you so that the thing won't escalate and he's got a dead bunch of bushes and stuff.
Well, I still got 21 chickens. So nothing's happened in the last 27. Few days.
Thought you started
we
down
started
with 27.
We started out with 27.
Yeah. So you're down.
I have four missing in action.
You lost a total of six.
Does it again.
As far as I know, it's either five or six, but four are missing in action. No bodies, no feathers, no nothing. It just disappeared.
What if he takes another one out? What are you going to do to him?
He don't do nothing.
Well, yesterday when he came knocking at the door, I had one hand on the door and one hand on a big metal rod. I was ready to start swinging.
You just got to shoot straight with him, okay?
You had best unfuck yourself or I will unscrew your head and get down your neck!
I think he'll understand that, okay? Speaking just plain English to the man.
Here's one for you, if I can play it. Can y'all hear that?
What is it? Is that gun smoke or something?
Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not a good MC.
No good, huh?
No.
What, the song or the quality of what you hear?
Both. You need to go back to MC school.
I can't wait till I'm down that week and I'll do the show together. Just all three of us in person.
Here's
where is everybody?
I don't know. Who are we going to have for a share?
This sounds more like a Joe Biden pep rally.
Yeah, that's for sure. They had a good run around with videos trying to get Biden people to explain why they were voting for him, and not one of them could figure out a reason. They just knew that they were.
Shannon, whenever I go through Blog Talk, all I get is a spinning circle whenever I pull up Ask Dave and Shannon. It's just spinning and spinning.
I mean,
if the FBI, they know what you're trying to do.
I sent the link in there for you.
I need some more Cordroitin.
Okay, this is when I take the link out of the email.
Yeah.
It takes me to your picture on the four wheeler, and I got a spinning circle, and it's just a spinning. It doesn't even fully load the page. Takes me to your picture on the four wheeler. And I got a spinning circle, and it's just a spinning. It doesn't even fully load the page. I got it. When I type the link out of email.
Jerry, there might be hope for him yet.
You think?
There might be.
Yeah, there's no hope for Dave. It's all over but turning the puppy over.
I'm going to teach her to bite you.
Do what?
I'm going to teach her to bite you when you come over.
Yeah, that'll never work.
Probably not. I don't think she's ever bitten anybody. By God, she sure tears up that Frisbee. Yeah.
That'll never work. And she could tear you up if she wanted to. I wouldn't want to get on her bad side.
No? Well, you've seen her get bad before. She's kind of scary.
Trying to modify your skin type.
That day that I took her over to the propane office, she dominated those dogs over there.
Those are different dogs, I tell you. They're friendly and
yeah,
different kind of dog.
So, how's your work going?
Say again, Shannon.
How's work going?
My work?
Yep.
Oh, it's going fine when I work. I took off 2 days last week, or was that week before last? Now, tomorrow, I may have to take off tomorrow. My foot's getting all swelled up and hurts. It's hard to walk.
Yeah. What'd you do,
Terry? Me and Terry, we're ready for the farm. Well, let's see what happens to you when you step on a nail and have to dig it out.
Well, you're not supposed to have something like that in your backyard to begin with.
Well, I was working on the fence.
Right.
Well, I had to tear down some boards, and I wasn't paying attention to where my feet were going.
Nails back over so that you don't, cause problems.
Yeah.
Like the ones you got. Big time trouble. Big trouble.
Well, I'll know more tomorrow. Ain't nothing the doctor can do about
my tomorrow.
You're always so cheerful.
I am. I'm a realist.
Yeah.
Keep you centered in the reality of your situation.
Go look in the mirror, old man.
Now, don't make me do that.
Yeah.
That is not good. I have sworn that off.
What was it you swore off?
Looking in the mirror.
Well, that's advisable.
Yeah, puts me in a bad mood. I look at my...
Well, what do you think of today's news, Shannon? The news about Trump declassifying everything, and then he had to go back and say, even the part that's blacked out, he wants it all declassified, all of it. And yet the FBI is moving very, very slow.
Well,
you would too if you were going to be implicated. Nobody wants to.
Exactly. They need to fire Ray. He needs to be fired immediately.
And then take it out behind the
door. Ray.
Yep. And whoop his ass.
But evidently there's enough in what's been released already to put people in jail, and they haven't made a move yet. They got to put somebody in jail.
They sure put our people in jail really quick, didn't they?
Yep.
I mean, every morning I get up and I run in here to check the news, and any day I'm expecting to see the headlines: Hillary Clinton arrested, Obama arrested.
Nothing happens.
They sure would improve his chances of winning the election if he got some of these guys in jail. At least one of them. And I think Hillary would be the first
Obama.
Choice.
I'd flip a coin on Obama versus Hillary.
Which one goes to jail first?
They ain't none of them going to jail.
Be a little bit more positive. I have high hopes.
You know what happens when you have Titanic sinking and you think rearranging the deck chairs is somehow going to save you.
They got to do something, Terry. They got to do something.
Yeah,
if not, we're going to lose our country.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
I think it was a tactical blunder.
Yep.
Not taking him down, taking them down.
Are you still bedridden?
I'm sitting in here taking care of my medications. I'm back taking my medications, and I'm trying to lay out what I should take first before I go full bore. That'll help my joints. So I got...
You said you were out of chondroitin? I got a bottle full if you need a few.
I haven't checked my inventory yet. I'm sure I got some. I have a little bottle. Glucosamine.
There you go, coughing again. Can't blame that on cigarette smoke.
Ginger root.
Hey, did they swab you today? Today when you went in?
Nope.
Did they swab you for COVID?
Nope.
Did they make you wear a mask?
Nope.
You went in without a mask?
Mm-hmm. minimum exempt.
I'll be. Even though, even they still have the sign on the door. It says mask required.
That's correct.
I guess they know better than to start any crap with you.
Well, it's not like I'm threatening them or anything.
They
understand
who you are,
the law. See, the law, it says that if you discriminate against a person with a disability, you can file a lawsuit against them for, you know, persons against disability. Y'all still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I heard a beep, beep.
Nobody else.
Huh?
Just three of us.
But right now, I think it's the only thing that's keeping me from being in extreme pain is that shot she gave me. And I'm going to tell her, I says, I would like to come in as soon as this wears off for some more. Until my...
Well, what was it she gave you? Besides the antibiotic.
Steroids.
What, prednisone?
I don't know if she did say, and I didn't ask.
It's probably methamphetamine with a drunken quick.
Hurt like a sound bitch putting it in.
You're probably one that has to look away when they stick the needle in your arm. Are you one of those kind of...
I was looking away because it was in the butt. I didn't want to see the joy in her eyes when she saw my balls dangling down there.
You said that in plural. I thought you only had one ball left.
No, I got three. Some people are born with three, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like some people are born with three sets of teeth. Yeah, when when Marissa was over here, I had three boots out there. And she said, where do you got three boots? I says, I got three legs. You didn't hear that beep, beep?
You sound like your cat commissioner.
Is somebody like trying to call in?
Let me look.
Yeah.
No.
Sounds like somebody, you know, Whatever that beeps.
Now it's just the three of us. But there was a day when you could set up one of these shows and you'd have people pouring in. You got to keep trying to push. It'll take its way eventually. A little more
contact. You got to have some nudes or something to kind of draw them all in.
Well
maybe this will work.
Jason Lotta.
Yeah, we could have done this on a cell phone.
We are on cell phones, too.
Well, here you go. Maybe this will draw them in.
Well, what was that?
I have no idea.
Dave, just turn it off, Dave.
It doesn't work?
No, give it up.
Oh, well.
Didn't work in high school. It's not going to work now.
I forgot you were the projector boy.
Yeah, 35 millimeter videos. I taught driver's ed at Keesler, and I got to show those gory old 50 models vehicles, you know, crashes and shit. The guy head busted open and all that.
Yep, I remember them well.
It's all scratched up and everything for so much use.
The one I remember the best was a picture of a guy trying to drive an old car across a cotton field. And, you know, back then they didn't have seat belts. The door came open. He came halfway out, and then the car slammed into a tree, and it pinned him half out and half in the car. You remember that one?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, you don't remember it?
No.
Well, that's
you know, all these old videos with here's what happens if you don't maintain your distance, and you're supposed to have six car lengths, and you count the stripes in the road, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three, you know, pick some fixed point and count your seconds for the car in front of you goes by it, and then if you go by it before that time, you're not maintaining six car lengths, and then they show you a picture of a guy, you know, car ran into another car behind, and guy in front stepped on brakes for a deer, and the other guy got creamed and showed his head, you know, busted open on the windshield post. Those kind of videos. And then at the end, you know, you have a multiple choice test. And now the paper always smelled like formaldehyde because they were mimeographed, blue letters.
Mimeographed.
You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
You'll never forget that smell.
Yeah. They were still wet.
Yeah. How weird is that?
It was the base theater, so, you know, and there was like nothing to write on. And I take that back. They had these things that folded. They were kind of like a half of a desk, and you pulled it up from the right-hand side, and it would fold over in front of you. Even in the theater.
I seem to remember that.
Yeah.
Desk like that.
They were theater seats, but they had that. It wasn't really a desk. It was like you pull it up.
More like a TV tray that was attached.
Yeah, and it would fold over in front of you, and it, you know,
yeah.
It's just big enough for your paper and pencil. And you know, I give them the same spiel. Everybody had to go through an hour of that shit. At the end, I gave them their tests. And then I had to grade them. That was my work detail because I was an A student. Only time I ever was an A student was in Keesler. They put the fear of God in me, man. If you fail, be a guard. I didn't want to be no guard.
You know, they told me that, too. If you fail your courses here, you're going to become an MP.
MP or a cook.
Yeah.
Or supply. The guy that hands you your sheets, look at you, you're already in supply now. Aspired to fold sheets and blankets.
Now the world knows what I do for a living.
Yep.
Thanks to my buddy
Shannon and I. No, I don't think the world does.
Yeah, the world's not listening.
No, it's just us three. It'll get stirred up a little bit. You can go back and look and see how many people listen to it afterwards.
How many people?
Only you can do that, right?
No, I think you can too.
How many people did it last time?
I'd have to look. Now, go ahead. Let me look at that. And see. Last week, four listened to it. And then on this one, it says two are listening right now. So but that's you two, though.
Well, we got 20 more minutes left, Shannon. You might ought to make some phone calls.
Well, we can gear it up for next week. We're getting closer and closer to the election. We can write down the
as we
topics.
As we get closer to the election, I imagine we will have a lot more to talk about.
Right, and plus we can, you know, this is we're working out the kinks. This is only our second show. Working out the kinks. We get the kinks worked out and it's going pretty smooth.
Well, how do you work out the kinks on a kinky show?
I don't know.
With kinky people.
Speak for yourself now, Grandpa.
No, it's my honest observations at your house. Everything told me that you were a kinky person.
Kinky?
Yeah, that you indulged in kinky things back in the day.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go along with that.
I figured. Shannon will verify that.
Oh, he don't need to. I'll admit to it.
There you go.
Because you did say back in the day.
Back in the day. It's kind of hard to be kinky at your age.
Yeah, it is.
And in your shape.
Yeah, it is. Hell, I get out of breath just thinking about it.
Well, David, he was, you know, he had his cake and he ate it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he just has animal sex.
No, I do not.
That's okay. You can deny if you want to. It's plausible deniability. That's what it's all about.
Oh, you think that's where my four missing chickens went, huh?
I don't know, man. It's just it sounds kinky to me.
Well, I talked to Al Davies up in Missouri, but he said he was going to call in, but I guess he got busy. He's gone to just about every border watch there was. And he's former military, Navy. And he's a real good person to have out there, I'll tell you that.
Hey, did you ever call that woman back about the house?
Yes. She wants twice as much as I was willing to pay for.
Yeah.
So, it's obviously got some fond memories to it, so she's pretty, you know, happy with the house.
I did tell you that the owner of the first place that y'all looked at is willing to put in central heat and air.
We'll be patient. I think what's his name's going to want to sell that property out there by Terry's.
Yeah,
Yeah, you need to get a tract of land down in the subdivision. It's got river access.
That's what Taylor was telling me, that everybody wanted to pitch in on that.
Yeah, Adam was for it, and he's thinking about talking to your landlord about it, or y'all's mortgage company, or whatever you want to call them. So he could be a financier, and everybody else would come in on a deed of trust on a pro rata basis.
Okay.
That way, if you default, you know, one of the others could buy it out, or he could take it back. He gets interest in the meantime.
Yeah, but in the meantime, we would have
payments.
Access to the river.
That's correct.
And I believe that is a priority.
And they wanted to be able to put a connex on it so that you could put all your, you know, camping and fishing gear in it and just, you know, drive down there and everything you need's there.
How difficult do you think it would be for a traveler, an illegal, to break into a connex?
Very difficult.
Very difficult, I would think, without the proper tools.
Yeah, they break in doors. They'll knock in a door. They'll break a window, but you know, not a connex. They would have to, you know, carry those tools with them.
Right.
And they're on the, you know, their motive for being in the middle of the desert to begin with. And if it's too much trouble, you know, they're exhausted and they're hungry and they're thirsty and they're not going to spend an inordinate amount of time trying to get into a connex that may not produce any food or water.
Yeah, they don't know what's in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe just be empty. Maybe just machinery. Like mine, I got Simply Safe alarm. You know, you open mine, here they come. But if I've got my barn locked up, as soon as you break into the barn, the alarm's set off. So I only got so much time to break into the connex. And then if they get in the connex, they have to get into the gun safe. So by the time
they'll never make it.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. So there's nothing that, you know, would keep somebody who really wanted to get in out, but you can vastly increase their chances of being caught before they could get in. And that's the whole idea. So as soon as they break in to the building, then the alarm's set off. And then they got so much time to get cut through two hardened locks. I don't think they could get through, you know, with a hacksaw, and it could take them a while.
And
but
you keep that one padlocked all the time, right?
Pretty much. But, you know, somebody with a battery-operated with a tool saws with a cutting wheel could cut through those locks pretty quick. But your average Joe is not going to come all the way out here with that tool with them.
I wouldn't think so.
And most people come out here, it's going to be a chance thing. You know, I wonder what's over there. Let's break in. You know, it's just kind of a spur of the moment thing. It's not like I have something that somebody would actually plan and plot to come out here. It would be worth their while.
They got to worry about you anyway.
Huh?
They got to worry about you anyway.
Yeah, they don't know if I got a pinhole camera and found out who it was and that kind of shit.
Well,
How come we don't ever see the military guys out there on the road anymore?
I don't know. They're still here, though. I don't know where they're at or what they're doing.
Do you ever see them going up and down the road?
I never do.
Yeah, me neither.
Adam sees them down on the river.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
With his binoculars at night. Sometimes they'll be active down there using, you know, they run all their vehicles and everything on night vision.
We probably need to, all of us probably need to upgrade our night vision equipment.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Nothing like having resources for every little thing.
You have a night vision tool, do you not?
I have a monocular, and I think Shannon left something here. Was it binoculars or? What?
It's not any good.
What, first generation?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Well, I've got a handmade first generation monocular, and it's top quality telephoto, interchangeable lenses. Remind me, Shannon. In cells.
But I got a Gen 3 monocular that I bought before I came down here, but I've never taken it out of the box. So I've got a Gen 3 rifle scope, and I've never taken it out of the box.
You need to get on the ball there.
Well, a Gen 3 rifle scope is Swedish, I think, or Norwegian military. And it's got some oddball batteries. And, of course, they haven't been taken out of the box. So they're probably dead as a doornail.
Well, unless they're the rechargeable kind.
Well, if you don't have rechargeables, there's no sense in even messing with it because you're not going to, you know, go out and get some batteries if you know, shit is the fan scenario. And I gave up on that because whenever you turn those things on, you're given, you know, it's like a spotlight to somebody else that's got night vision.
Right.
It'll actually, so you got to assume that that people,
if you can see them, they can see you.
Right. So you, a lot of that high-tech stuff is really kind of outdated if you don't have, you know, you're not in a military unit with highly evolved logistics to supply you with batteries, and if it breaks, you got another one, and, you know, you got tons of ammo, and so.
David, do you think you could find this address next week without a bunch of difficulty?
Say again, Shannon, I'm having difficulty hearing you. You're like muffled or something.
I said, do you think you can find this website address next week without a bunch of difficulty?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I found it earlier tonight, but whenever I click on it, all I would get is just that spinning circle. So I had trouble getting in, but it finally took hold.
They probably had their redneck filter on or something.
Yeah.
He's not a redneck. So it shouldn't have filtered him. He's just weird.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll do this next week.
He hangs out with the lefties in town, and he's slowly, you know, morphing into a lefty.
Don't forget to invite your friends.
Says he's
got to
get along
week
with them and all that, you know. They're having a sheet folder folding and towel folding conference here next week, I think.
Well, you're going to have to invite your friends on here for next week. Don't be in.
And
I
my friends?
Do
I don't have any friends. I got a contractor. And Dave's already in, so.
I'm already in what?
I might ask old Simone if he wants to come in.
And Sam Fuentes, you can see if he wants to come in.
No, the Guatemalan.
He probably has a lot to say, don't he?
Huh?
He probably had a lot
His
to say, didn't he?
His name was Simone, too. Yeah, he's probably back in Guatemala by now. That's if they're really already deporting them. That's a lot of money to port all them fuckers.
Yep. Got to load them up on that damn plane.
Yeah, they get a free plane ticket home. They get a free ride.
I put them in a big prison and set up some big generators and put them on treadmills and generate electricity.
Well, we'll do this next week. Okay?
Okay, man.
We'll be here.
Make sure to invite your friends. Okay?
This is Shannon Communications signing off.
That's it.
What's
y'all like?
Shannon Communications Network.
Yes.